Now turn to part four. Part four consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts in which people are talking about a course they did in business administration. Look at task one. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H each speaker's main reason for doing the course. Now look at task two. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker gained as a result of doing the course. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part four. Speaker 1.
Bosses at the marketing company I was working for require all graduate trainees to do an MBA when they reach a certain level. I set out intending to return to work with more well-rounded business skills, but it actually proved a real opportunity to stop and think. I met my future business partner on the course, and we had the same idea, giving businesswomen a more fashionable alternative to wearing suits. The course was a real springboard. We acquired essential skills, worked on our business plan, and, crucially, built up a valuable network of contacts. We've been running our business full-time for 6 months now, and it's the best thing that could have happened.
Speaker 2.
I'm an international account manager, and I wanted to move up the ranks in the company, so I signed up for a part-time business management course to gain a further qualification. I quickly found I could apply the things I learned to my job and talk to my fellow students about challenges I was facing at work, and they'd help me find solutions. I soon got a job offer with an IT company as a result of my networking and now travel the world with my job. I've more than doubled my previous salary, partly due to the skills I've learned and partly because of the people I've encountered. Their advice and introductions have been a key factor in my success.
Speaker 3.
I was already working for a healthcare business when I did my MBA. On the course, I bumped into a surgeon who told me he needed a tool to help with brain scanning. I explored the feasibility of producing it, created it, and then put together a plan. A year down the line, I've graduated, the technology's just been approved by neurologists, and it's all going well, so I'm really glad I did it. The fact is, I'd been thinking for some time about setting up my own company, and the course seemed an ideal way to find out more about how to do this, how to work with companies to identify markets and opportunities, for example.
Speaker 4.
I was involved with securing financial assistance for disabled people for many years, and I felt I needed a break and an opportunity to step back from it. So I decided to do the course with a view to helping people to help themselves, rather than having to rely on people like me. On the course, I learned the hard skills, like finance, but also cultivated soft skills, including how to interact with people from different backgrounds, massively boosting my confidence. Getting a qualification has given me the push to work on an idea I'd cherished since my teenage years, setting up an online help forum. It's not my job, but it does take up a lot of my time.
Speaker 5.
I was languishing as an out-of-work graduate when I decided to give the course a go, hoping it might open a few doors for me. I had my degree in English, but I'd never taken any business courses before. My only regret is I wish business school had taught me more about office politics. One thing I had to learn in the real world is that you can't logically explain your way into a promotion. You have to befriend your way to success. The qualification I gained was indispensable, however, as it gave me my first real opportunity of a position in what turned out to be a great organization, where I'm still employed today.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
Bosses at the marketing company I was working for require all graduate trainees to do an MBA when they reach a certain level. I set out intending to return to work with more well-rounded business skills, but it actually proved a real opportunity to stop and think. I met my future business partner on the course, and we had the same idea, giving businesswomen a more fashionable alternative to wearing suits. The course was a real springboard. We acquired essential skills, worked on our business plan, and, crucially, built up a valuable network of contacts. We've been running our business full-time for 6 months now, and it's the best thing that could have happened.
Speaker 2.
I'm an international account manager, and I wanted to move up the ranks in the company, so I signed up for a part-time business management course to gain a further qualification. I quickly found I could apply the things I learned to my job and talk to my fellow students about challenges I was facing at work, and they'd help me find solutions. I soon got a job offer with an IT company as a result of my networking and now travel the world with my job. I've more than doubled my previous salary, partly due to the skills I've learned and partly because of the people I've encountered. Their advice and introductions have been a key factor in my success.
Speaker 3.
I was already working for a healthcare business when I did my MBA. On the course, I bumped into a surgeon who told me he needed a tool to help with brain scanning. I explored the feasibility of producing it, created it, and then put together a plan. A year down the line, I've graduated, the technology's just been approved by neurologists, and it's all going well, so I'm really glad I did it. The fact is, I'd been thinking for some time about setting up my own company, and the course seemed an ideal way to find out more about how to do this, how to work with companies to identify markets and opportunities, for example.
Speaker 4.
I was involved with securing financial assistance for disabled people for many years, and I felt I needed a break and an opportunity to step back from it. So I decided to do the course with a view to helping people to help themselves, rather than having to rely on people like me. On the course, I learned the hard skills, like finance, but also cultivated soft skills, including how to interact with people from different backgrounds, massively boosting my confidence. Getting a qualification has given me the push to work on an idea I'd cherished since my teenage years, setting up an online help forum. It's not my job, but it does take up a lot of my time.
Speaker 5.
I was languishing as an out-of-work graduate when I decided to give the course a go, hoping it might open a few doors for me. I had my degree in English, but I'd never taken any business courses before. My only regret is I wish business school had taught me more about office politics. One thing I had to learn in the real world is that you can't logically explain your way into a promotion. You have to befriend your way to success. The qualification I gained was indispensable, however, as it gave me my first real opportunity of a position in what turned out to be a great organization, where I'm still employed today.
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.